The following shiur has been presented by Rav Avraham Yeshaya Cohen, Reish Kollel of Kollel Oyel Yitzchak of Lakewood, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. For Hetrei Iska, loans and collections, please call the center at 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Chundaf Kuftes. The Gemara in Banavam Bey says, "Kol de Osalon Rachmana, Shor Alon Kavasei." Whatever the Torah answered, the Torah gave a heter in a different item, which has a similar tam. The Gemara says that dam is osir, but kaved is mutter. Kaved is liver, and liver is made from dam. Rashi says kule dam karush. The whole thing is essentially like congealed dam. Tam damloi. It tastes like dam. So if you want to know what dam tastes like, you could eat kaved. And the Gemara gives a few such examples. Another one of the cases the Gemara says is nida, the Torah asked isha nida, dam tayar, but dam tayar is mutter. Rashi says two examples of dam tayar, shel besulin, shel yemei tayar, shel yeledes. One is an isha besula, the dam besulin. The second one is an isha yeledes, that there are days after the leda when she's tayra, muteris, even if she's mamash being shefaz dam. So first of all, just the ha'ara in besulim, I don't see what besulim has a shaykhas over here. Dam besulim is dam makot. It's not dam nida b'chlal. The dam is not coming from the rechem. There's no shaykhas to dam nida. There's a makot that when the isha first has tashmish, when she's a besula, so there's a shtigl basar over there that gets ripped, and there's dam in it, so dam comes out, that's dam besulim. So, versteht sich, it's mutter. It's no shaykhas to dam nida. That's like saying, asad nida, and the Torah was matter if she has a makot. What does a makah have any shaykhis to dam sulam? It's l'chayra tzorach bir. But vayda, the second case is that we understand a little better. The second case is dam tayr of yeledes. Dam tayr of yeledes is dam that does in fact come from the rechem. So it is similar to a nida, to dam nida, and still the tayr was mattered. The Gemara nida, daflamid hey, has a machlekes if it's mayon echad or shte mayonis. If the dam tayr actually comes from this mamish the same mayan as the dam nida, or maybe it's a different mayan. But even if it's a different mayan, but al panim it has some shaykhs to the dam nida, it's coming from the rechem. It's not coming from mibachut. Al panim, so that's the second case of Rashi. Dam tayr is a hechatimtza to be tayim kilu, the what's normally also a dam nida. I'll just be aware of something else over here. I don't understand the chalal this whole gemara here of this mashal of the dam. See, Bishlam, when you talk about dam from a behemoth, and you talk about kaved, so there's a certain taste. Dam has a taste. And the Torah says, you're not allowed to eat dam, so you can't have that taste. That tam is also. So if you mara, but if you eat kaved, you have that tam. Like Rashi says, that tam dam loy. It tastes like dam, because essentially kaved is dam. So if you want to have that hanah, you want to have that kind of a tam, so eat kaved. Good. The Gemara gives another example. Let's say chelav. Chelav behemoth and chelav chaya. So there's two kinds of chalavim. So they have a similar tam. If not for this, you would never be able to taste chalav. So like, no, you could have chalav in such an eifin. But when you talk about isha nida, does an isha, let's say she's mamash a nida gemura, does tashmish with a nida have a different tam than tashmish with an isha taira? It's not. I mean, the isha is the isha. I mean, he's married to his wife. That's his isha. If the initial chas v'shalom and the isha nida, is that tashmish any different than any other tashmish? Yeah, the difference is this one is mutter, this one is aser. This one is mutter and a mitzvah, and that one is chayv v'chatos. But in terms of the tam shabai, chayra should be the same tam. So elamai the gemara does not mean tam. So what does the gemara mean exactly? Let's just say klar. Okay, so yesh la'ayin b'zah. I just want to go through a little bit some of the halacha lemaisa that comes out. That despite the fact that the Gemara says that is dam tayar, and that's a chetimtza, that's mutter to have kilu that tam nida. And it's taka psukim furashim beginning of Parshas Nazria. But halacha, we don't go with this. Meaning that the Rambam says in Yerdei Kuf Tzadik Aleph, Seif Sif Aleph, afogav de medei raisa dam taru. That even though Medei Raisa, in those days, by Zocha, by Nekeva, different days, but in those days of Tayar, she's Muteris, Kvar Poshat HaMinig B'chol Yisrael, Dr. Amo, a very strong lashon, that the Minig in Gans Klal Yisrael is, Shein Boilin Al Dam Tayar. That we're not boil Dam Tayar. And not only that, he says, V'dinei Kishar Dam L'chol Dover. We treat Dam Torah like regular Dam for everything. So what does that mean? That means that essentially there's no nafkamina ladina between Dam Tum and Dam Torah. If an Isha sees any kind of Dam, you have to treat it as Dam Nida. And the Lashon that the Ramah says of Dini Kashar Dam is mashma that he says L'chol Davar is mashma mamash for everything. So any extra chumras that we have in regular Nida, even if they're vital chumras, but they would apply equally even in the case of Dam Torah. The Marshal that we have to wait 5 days before you start counting Shiva Nakim by regular Dam Zuhadin in by Dam Torah. And as I stated some Seifis in Mekufnan Zayin and other Paiskim, that you have to wait 5 days. No, L'chayu another Nafkamina would be Hachokis. All the Hachokis that you have by regular Nida would apply equally in a case of Dam Torah. Now what about a case of where it comes out of Kula, the Marshal? She sees Dam Torah and she has to be Tevelis. Does she make a bracha on the Tevila? So the halacha is that if you're only being Tevel, mitam chumra ba'alma, you don't make a bracha. Because the bracha levatala, or at least it's the Savik bracha levatala. So you want to be machmer, fine, you can be machmer and be pirish, kaddish yarmalai, gavaldik, tovay alav bracha. But, and then you go be Tevel, but to go be Tevel and make a bracha. You can't make a bracha when you have a Savik bracha. But over here, the halacha is that she does make a bracha, as I state in Chasam Sefer, as I'm in Kuf Tzadik Aleph, and he even says over there, Hachi Nog, that that's Dominic, and that's Daskomet HaPeskim, that Isha, who's Tevel Saldam Tayar, even makes a bracha. However, there is one nafkamina that I found, that based on this din of Dam Tayar, we do have a kula that comes out of this chumra. So let me explain. The Gemara says, in Pesachim Kuf Yud Gimel Beis, and other places also, that by a Leidas Zohar, so then Leil Mem Aleph, which is meaning when the Yimei Tayar are over, or by an Akeva, Leil Pei Aleph, which is when hard Yimei Tayar are over, the Gemara says you have to be punished that night. But the Paiskim say that nowadays, we don't have that Chumra. It's a din of the Gemara to be punished, and the Paiskim say we don't have to worry about it. Why not? So the reason is because that whole chumra is based on the fact that since Bizman HaGemara they were Bayal al Dam Tayar, so Chazal wanted to make a hecker to differentiate a dividing line between the Yamim that you can't be Bayal and the Yamim that the Dam Tayar is finished. There's no more Dam Tayar, then you can't be Bayal if there's any Dam. So they said that night be Pirish, and that way it'll be very clear to them that Ad Kan is a din of Dam Tayar and Bayalim Olav, and Mikan Ve'elof, there's no more Dam Tayar if ain't Bayalim. That's the din of the Gemara. So the Paiskim say, the Taz and other Paiskim over there in Kuf Tzadik Daled, that Bizman Hazeh, since we're Pirish always by Dam Tayar, Memela, there's no reason for this Gzera, for this Takana. Because it's not a game, because Beregan actually sees Dam, we're going to be Pirish. In other words, the whole Chashash was that since for the past couple of weeks, the 40 minus the 7, the 33 days, or the 80 minus the 14, 66 days by Nekeva, so she was noig to be boil al dam toyer, noig to be boil al dam. We're afraid that she'll see dam going forward, and July that she'll be boil. That'll be mamish and isanida and mamish. So Mela, they said this chumr. But nowadays that we don't have a kula of dam toyer, this chumr is not negay, so that's the halachataka. Well, my said the rabbi's going to say she should still be machmer, and the shach says that a machmer is a tovel of, that a bal nefesh should be machmer. So there is a market for machmer, but k'medumani, the sugi da alma, the minig oilam, the achklal, is to be mekel. I think many people never even heard of this chumra, because nowadays, meker adin, we don't have to go to this chumra. Let's just go back to the ikr din of dam tayar that we said, that the Ramah says that nowadays, we're not buying all dam tayar. What's the gather, and what's the reason for this din? So there's a machlekes over here. We know the Gemara says, in Eden of Samach Vav, that b'nai shisrael wa machmer, shafilu reis tibis dam kachadol, yashvis alof shavinikim. Even if there's only a drop of dam, we treat it like a zava gedayla, and you need shivin akim with all the chumras. Some Rishonim say that chumra includes dam tayar. When the Gemara says that she sees tibas dam kachadol, so you need shivin akim, that means even if it's be made tayar. That's what some Rishonim say. The Ramban, the Raivid, the Eshkol, that this din of dam tayar is bechlal the chumra of Reb Zera. That's one derech. The other derech is the Rambam and the Bahag and some other Yishayim Goinim who hold that no, this has nothing to do with Chumrat Reb Zeira. Mitzad Reb Zeira, that's only by an issue is Bimei, not Bimei Dam Tayar, regular time. in a regular time, so then she sees dam, so we have all the chumras of Zava Gedayla. This is a special chumra that came later. It's not Medina de Gemara, it's not included in Rav Zera. It's a chumra after Chasimus HaShas, Mizman HaGoinim, that we treat dam tayr as dam nida. And like the Ramah says, Kvat Pashat HaMinig B'chol Yisrael. There's no real nafkamina, whether it's Medina de Rav Zera, or it comes from Eitan as Chasimus HaShas. Either way, it's a chumra that's noig in Gans Kol Yisrael.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.